Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Total Information AM on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. We are joined by Turian Small, Capitol Hill reporter for CBS. How'd I do on that pronunciation, Turian?
You nailed it.
Nice. The reconciliation bill passed the House of Representatives last night by one vote, 215 to 214. Speaker Johnson got it through. There was quite a bit of speculation, and they'd spent 20-some hours on the floor with this thing. What's in it, and how did the Republicans manage to get the vote?
Yeah, what's interesting about this, over the past really 48 hours is when things became what I will call grind time. There was intense back and forth between the White House, the president himself making an appearance on Capitol Hill to really get Republicans in line. This comes after weeks of pushback from hardline fiscal conservative hawks within the ranks, saying that they just can't support this bill, partly because it comes with a $3.8 trillion, that's a capital T, price tag to extend Donald Trump's 2017 tax cuts and make them permanent. Ultimately, what we saw happen, though, was, like you said, a very thin margin of victory for the Republicans, 215 to 214. Only two Republicans switched sides to vote with Democrats against this bill. One Republican voted present instead of no. And then there were two Republicans who didn't vote. Funny enough, Speaker Johnson said one of them didn't vote because he fell asleep during the vote.
Wow. Well, could this be a story of winning the battle but still having to fight the war? This bill now has to go over to the United States Senate. And if what we witnessed in the House is a harbinger of what we'll see in the Senate, this has got a long way to go.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what's interesting, though, Speaker Johnson, and I believe it was Politico who's coined him as Magic Johnson, he usually emanates confidence when it comes to these big votes because he has the wherewithal to not bring a vote or bill to the floor, a legislative bill to the floor, without securing those numbers. This was a very crucial testament of his speakership, especially after following Kevin McCarthy's very short stint that was filled with turmoil. But like you said, the Senate is a whole new beast. There are at least a handful of Republicans who have already voiced concerns about the scale of this bill, the implications of some of the proposed items in there. Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri came out and said he is very concerned about what the negative impact could be on his constituents if these Medicare changes go forward. There's also Rand Paul of Kentucky who said this is untenable. It's too much spending and he can't back it right now. So what's likely to happen is over the next month, probably the entirety of June, President Trump will be back to the Hill to this time huddle with Senate Republicans. And we'll see the same type of long game here before probably a vote on the floor before July.
CBS News Capitol Hill reporter Turian Small is our guest talking about the reconciliation bill that passed through the House last night. The opposition among Republicans in the Senate basically falls into two different camps. You've got the deficit hawk camp, which doesn't like the spending that would add, by some estimations, $20 trillion to the national debt over 10 years. And it certainly adds $3.8 trillion in the short run as a deficit. And so you've got those concerns. And then you've got concerns, as you just mentioned, Josh Hawley and others whose constituents are, you know, have a lot of them on Medicaid. And the massive cuts to Medicaid are going to put potentially a whole lot of Americans off of access to health care. So those two concerns, you know, you do one or the other, right? You fix the debt or you do the Medicaid. If you do the Medicaid, then the debt goes higher. It's going to be very tricky to get this done, don't you think?
Yeah, and it's a precarious position to be in. I think less so, I'll take that back. I was going to say less so for senators because they have the 6-year window, but a lot of the Republicans under the microscope actually have elections coming up. It's damned if you do, damned if you don't, right? Either you vote against this bill and face concerns of being primaried by folks within the MAGA sphere, the president's allies and supporters, or you vote for the bill and then you face potentially a lionizing or galvanizing the opposite base, Democrats, to then get you voted out that way and lose the seat majority that you have, the very slim seat majority that you have in the Senate. Ultimately, though, this is a decision that senators will have to come to terms with. Senator Rand Paul might not be quickly moving toward Trump's favor, considering he has clashed with him before on these big legislative pieces. But with that very small majority, Leader Thune has to consider what needs to be happened to satisfy the majority, or at least within 3 votes of his conference in order to get this to the president's desk. If, though, there are any significant changes made to this bill, it has to go back to the House. And then that's the problem Johnson faces again, Speaker Johnson, where he would have to find a way to whip up 218, or in this case, 215 votes again if this language is significantly different.
Torian Small with CBS News has been our guest. Thanks so much for joining us. And John, the Senate is going to be a much harder role because they don't have to do what Donald Trump wants to do. Some of them are running for president.
I think there's little chance that this thing is going to pass through the Senate in the form it's in now, which means it's going to have to go back to the House. The Republicans politically have to pass something here.
You think they get this done?
I think they're going to pass something. I don't think it's going to look like this.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.